Independent stylist or a mompreneur. Live better, bad, get up. She wants something more.
Imagine if you could structure your entire business to make great money and really consciously design a life that looks like the one that you always daydream about. You have a blank canvas sitting in front of you right now, and you absolutely have the power to do that. I'm talking about behind or beyond the chair. You are worthy of creating your best life and business. Hi, friend, it's Jen, and I just wanted to tell you really quickly about the Best Year Bundle. It's literally over $1,100 of education and resources. You get two bundles wrapped into one giant ridiculous deal. Salon Suite University, which has my best-selling Easy Money Workbook and Guide, copy and paste scripts, the Lifestyle Scheduling System, and website-ready policy templates, plus over $300 in bonuses, like caption templates, the Start Your Suite with Confidence video class, Reels ideas, a Jotform video class to take your virtual consultations to the next level, a visual branding workbook, and a new set of templates called the Ultimate Caption Pack, along with keyword-rich signature templates, and a brand new class that I just made called Stories That Get Bookings. I'll show you how to convert views to clients and also use stories to streamline your business and save you time. But wait, there's more. You'll also get my Beyond the Chair bundle, which includes 5 masterclasses to help you add or replace your behind the chair income. It's the blueprint to the first 100K that I made beyond the chair with digital products in my multiple 6-figure business. I'm sharing it all: how to create an ebook, a video class for technique or business, how to start a podcast, and how to honestly and authentically market yourself to attract your ideal buyer. You'll also get virtual curl coaching. This class was designed for curl specialists, but can translate into working with clients in any niche online. Charge for your time to teach styling, product application, product recommendations, etc., using Zoom. You'll also get access to live classes for Beyond the Chair, Easy Money, All About Policies, and guess what? More are coming. You will literally never find a value like this anywhere else. All of this and the lifetime access to it is only $99. This is not a drill. Run, don't walk, to bestyearbundle.com and snag this offer before it disappears. I can tell you that if you're listening to this, it's still available, but I can't promise it will be tomorrow. So go get it now. Bestyearbundle.com for instant access to everything I just mentioned. I'm so excited to have Piper DeYoung with us today. She has a modern design studio that helps beauty and lifestyle entrepreneurs craft stylish and magnetic brands. She's amazing. She's super nice. She has so much valuable information about how your website can set boundaries for you and help you make more money. And we're also going to talk about a really sweet summit, which if you don't have your ticket yet, what are you even doing? Like, go to my show notes, grab your ticket. It's totally free, and enjoy this awesome chat I had with Piper DeYoung. Awesome. Welcome, Piper. Thank you so much. For those of you who don't know Piper, could you give me a little bit about your background and who you are and what you do? And I'm so excited.
Yes.
It's Piper DeYoung. Go ahead. Sorry, I'll shut up.
No, you're good. I said it's like our first date together. So,
but we've been like texting back and forth for like a long time.
We have.
I swiped right like a year ago on you.
Yes. And now we know we're not catfishing each other. No, so good. Yes. Hi to everyone on the podcast. So my name is Piper and gosh, about me. So I actually started as a makeup artist. That's kind of like how I got into the beauty industry, but, I did makeup. I freelanced for a while and did weddings. I worked in the event space, like in spa side of things too. So I've always been like within the beauty space, but it was probably about like 4 years ago, because my daughter is going to be actually, it was 5 years ago, I kind of went all into doing more branding and web design. That's what I've like always loved. And I love doing it for my own business. But I found myself like helping my other friends that were in the beauty industry as well. And so the business I have today is like a perfect marriage of all of that. I say I get to help hairstylists and makeup artists, really beauty entrepreneurs, style their business with branding and web design. So I've got a DIY course if someone wants to DIY their website alone, or I work one-on-one with some awesome clients in the industry as well. So that's
me. Can tell you, I've mentioned you before on the pod. Like anytime anybody says website, I'm like, Piper DeYoung, just go, like everything. How did you get into web design? Because you know, there's people that are into it and like it and will mess around on Squarespace or Wix, or you're a Squarespace person, right?
I love Squarespace. Okay. Yeah.
And then there's people that are like, what's that real audio? Immediately know. I've seen what I needed to see. Yes. You know, like this is not something I'm interested in doing. Like what, where, how did you get into that? And where were you like, okay, I'm going to go and learn how to be like, cause this is an entire other profession that that's all people do.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I feel like I've always just loved what branding is for business. Right. And I've always loved just any aspect of showing off what you do and trying to connect with your ideal client. And so when I actually worked in the spa industry, I was a media and marketing manager. We did events for a company that were called Live Love Spa. And that's where I really started to learn web, because we were, they were building like different platforms. We were figuring out, okay, what does a website need to look like? And I feel like it was my natural passion. I was too scared to go after it though. Like I was too scared to be like, wait, could I actually do this and like make money and provide for my family? So honestly, I feel like it's just something I've always been passionate about. I'll land on a website and I start thinking about it from like a user perspective. Like, and so, yeah, it's just that natural passion in me. But I was, like I said, I think I was too scared to actually be like, wait a minute, could I do this? And then I went back to school, like to study a little bit more design. But what I realized after school, I was like, wait, I already knew all of that. And I kind of self-taught myself that. So okay, I think I know what I'm doing.
After so you took like college courses, like graphic design or?
Yeah. I went back and I didn't finish my degree or anything. I went back and I took all the design classes that I actually wanted, because now I was like, okay, I know I'm passionate about this. I want to learn more. And if anything, school was just that, like, oh, it kind of reminded me, like I said, like, oh, I guess I do know what I'm doing. And I had already had real world, like corporate experience. I remember sitting in my classes and being like, I don't think this, like some of the stuff we were doing, I was like, yeah, I don't think this, I wouldn't even hire myself if I had put this in my portfolio. So
I just made a hand gesture that will now make this that I can't put the video version on Spotify. But yeah, that everything you just said resonates with me so much. I majored in marketing. I didn't finish my degree. If you want to be an entrepreneur, I firmly believe that piece of paper means nothing. It's just getting the classes, whether you get them from a college, university, or whether you get them from an online class, it's just, you just need the knowledge. Like,
right. No, I agree.
It didn't appeal to you. It was just, the tech was the vehicle that you needed to bring your vision to life. And it wasn't, you were never like, I would just love to play on Squarespace. Right. That was just, okay. Cause you know, there are people that's their thing. And I was never like you have to learn Squarespace or Wix or WordPress or whatever to get that going.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I do love tech. Like I would get into like a platform and be like, oh, I want to learn how to do this. Or, and then I figured out how to do it. And then I would help people to do it for them. Like, I'd be like, oh, let me do that for you. Let me build your website for you. Or let me design it. And now like, you know, the process has changed so much from like now having a business that does it. But in the beginning, like I said, I truly feel like it was my passion. I was just so like terrified to actually be like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to step into this and say, this is who I am. This is what I do. But it felt so freeing to be able to just own that.
And this is your long-term, like, no doubt. I just love this. And anybody that's listening to this, that's in any space of transition, whether it's commission to independent or whether it's behind to beyond the chair, you know that that's to find that is a gift. It really is. There's people, I struggle with that all the time. Like, is this my exact thing? Am I going to change or I'm so non-committal. It's disgusting.
Oh my gosh. You just hit it on the head with the non-committal. That was, I think that was a thing too. Like I realized, for example, the idea with not finishing school, right? For so long I had this burden and it was like, oh, I didn't finish school. Like I felt as if I couldn't finish anything because I didn't finish school. But what I realized is I'm a starter. Like I'm not necessarily, I mean, I can finish things, I get stuff done, but my true passion is in the startup phase, which is why I love branding and web design so much, is because you're essentially, it's like, for me, I feel like I get to be at the starting phase of people's businesses, you know, and like, and then it's like handing it over. I don't need to finish. Yes, we get that finish, but like they take the business. It's their baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not in it to run it for them, right? But I'm there to help them market and reach their ideal client. And that's when I realized, I'm like, okay, I'm a starter. I'm not the finisher per se, you know? And to be able to just sit in that and be like, that's me. Like, that's something I feel like, I'm 36 and I'm like, I'm not trying to be anything I'm not anymore. I could give two craps. Like, yeah.
I'm like, I was listening and in one of the classes in Beyond the Chair, I talk, it's like the blueprint to just how to do, yeah. Like, I always call it coaching because you say coaching, people automatically know what you're talking about. You call it, yes, consulting. People are like, what is that?
Yeah. They're like,
it's so different. But I was watching that event I did yesterday, Destroy the Hairdresser. They spoke, and I was listening to them and I had not seen deep into what they talk about before. And it was so interesting because they talk about a lot of the same stuff I talk about, but the way their whole business is coaching, accountability, it's building relationships. I want a one and done. I will help you solve your specific problem. Yeah. I will show you how to, you know, this is that, and then I'm done. And then I'm comfortable living in the consulting
space. Yes.
Not coaching. Yes. And I think 10 years ago, maybe, I would have been like, well, maybe I should be a coach. Maybe like, but now I'm just like, no, this works for me. I know myself. I just want to be in that one space.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think that's incredible to be, that's self-aware, like super self-aware, and giving yourself, like saying, no, this is what I'm naturally gifted at. Like you're passionate about, you get up in the morning and you don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is so cool to be self-aware like that and to give yourself the space to say, yeah, this is me and this is where I shine the best, you know?
I'm still always anxiety ridden, thinking 10 steps ahead of like,
yeah,
should it just be Beyond the Chair? Should it be just all, you know, independent creatives? Like where, but that's my own. My friend's sitting out in the living room and I was literally just 5 minutes before I came in here in tears, like, I have the block, but I can't figure out what the block is. All right. Yeah. Enough about that. Tell me. So if somebody is sitting, listening, and they're like, I'm a stylist, I need a website. A booking site is not a website.
Yeah.
A booking site is not, and I don't want to scare anybody that's like, I just started on my own. I have gloss and that's what, like, I'm just there. But tell me why a booking site isn't a website. And if you're behind the chair, why you need a website.
Right. Well, first off, like you said, something is better than nothing. Like, we are all on different journeys, right? So, wherever you are, like you can always add to your business. So don't beat yourself up if you don't have a website. But I feel like having a website is so important to our business. Like, there's a quote, it says like, your website's your online real estate, right? And so like, when you think about social media, a lot of times people are like, okay, I've got my social media, that's where I share it off. But that's like the initial like introduction to people. I feel like, one, your website should do the work for you. So oftentimes a lot of people that I meet or my students, they're coming in, they're like, I'm ready to have a website. One, they want to appear more professional. They want to have their stuff together. They want to streamline things in their business. So they don't want to be DMing back and forth with clients, you know, like, and asking the same questions. Did you box color? When was the last time you had a cat? How long is your hair? Like asking all those questions, like you can have a form on your website to make that easier for you. I also think there's just something about a website that legitimate, like makes your business legit to me. Anytime I've launched something, I'm like, I need a website. Because for me, if someone asks me about what I do or who I serve, my services, all of that, I want to send them to a designated place that has all of my information and that's branded to actually speak to my ideal client, whether that's the fonts, the colors, the imagery that we use on there. But
oh, I love your dedicated website. It's so pretty. I love it. I love it. I love it. I feel like I know you a little bit just from looking at your website. You get a feel for your personality. And then I see you're like, you're painting on a wall. And then you've got them like, what is she doing? She's got like, but it still shows very much like who you are. And it gives to me as a creative, and it just shows how you hit the nail on the head, because you're marketing to creatives. You go and you look at your website and it's like, it just gets your gears kind of turning of, oh, I could do this and I could make it look like this. And this is like, it just, I don't know. I'm just sounding silly, but you know what I mean? It's just, it's so well done. It's kind of, I don't know. It's inspiring, I think. And if somebody is thinking, okay, that's great. You're a website designer and you are a coach for that. Of course, your website's going to be good. This is a lot for me. How can you help them?
Yeah. Okay. So, right. So if for my stylists out there that are like, okay, I'm not a web designer. I don't even, but I know I want to have a website. So I have a DIY version. So obviously I design and build websites for people, but I also know that everyone's budgets are different. And then two, some people are like, you know what? I want to learn how to do this so that I can have a little bit more ownership in this in my business and not feel so held back, right? Like I want to learn how to market myself better, how to brand myself better. So I do have a course called the Web Shop Lounge. That's where it's like, I like to say, it's like, we're going to DIY it together. So I walk you through my method, how to build your homepage. I have templates in there to make it easy for anyone. You don't have to start designing from scratch. Like, you know what I'm saying? We live in the best day and age to design and launch stuff. Like years ago, if you wanted a website, it'd be lots and lots of money. But now it's like, you can launch your website. Like think about for less than $500, you can have a killer website and launch that. And think about how many clients would you need to make back that investment? You know, like really. One. Yeah. You're like one client, maybe two, depending on, you know, what you're charging for your services, but it is the most worthy investment you can make in your business.
The quality of client that it'll bring, you will see. And this is something, my website was never great. But this is, we're going back 5, 6, 7, 10 years, but the words on it were good enough to at least repel the people that I didn't want and attract the people that were like, I love house. I was a little bit scared of you, but I also could tell that, you know, like they're on time, they're early. They're like, please don't, you know, that kind of stuff. And if you have a website that's more than your booking link, it just, like you said, I don't want to shame anybody. I don't want anyone to think like, I'm telling you, if you're thinking I need to go to the next level, this is the next kind of investment that you make in your business and yourself. Cause it'll like your class and working with you will teach you more than the basics of a website. It'll teach you really how to build your brand a little bit and how to
your business. We go deep into branding because that's the thing is, I think what maybe overwhelms people when it comes to branding and design is they jump into a platform like Squarespace, or even they get on Canva and they start creating something with no direction as to who they're actually trying to reach. And this is why the defining work is so important. Like I always say, we can't get to the fun, colorful stuff until we lay down the foundation and figure out who are we marketing to. It's like we start trying to market before we even know who we're trying to talk to, you know, and that's when it gets overwhelming. So I'm such a big proponent. It's like we go through some branding exercises to really dial in, like, who am I looking to attract? What is this person? What are they like? How does it align with me? What do I value in my business, right? You know, like, what are my non-negotiables for myself? How do I set those boundaries and enforce them, you know? And I always feel like your website is a major boundary enforcer for your business. Like, it is a boundary enforcer for sure.
Said that. I love that. I feel like you're in my head right now. I said that to my friend. I'm like, we were talking about her starting some coaching. And I was like, even just a landing page for people to go through, you need to know your non-negotiables. I'm like, that landing page, just the fact that you have it is a boundary. It just sets a vibe that we're not going through this kind of.
You're not this like, hey, just, you know, it's it starts the relationship off in a professional manner, I feel like.
And then approachable at the same time. Yes. And if you do it right, it's super approachable and they don't even, it's almost subconscious boundaries.
Right. Yes. Yeah. No, I know even for me, I mean, like I always say like with my students, put yourself in your user's perspective. Like if you were dealing with someone that, you know, had a nice website, they had a system to take care of you, you know that you're going to be taken care of. Like there's just this element of like, oh, they've got their stuff together. And the same thing goes even like, I was talking to someone about what, okay, for example, I've landed on websites where like, because I know sometimes people are like, oh, but social media is good enough. And I think they go hand in hand too. Like I've landed on a website and it's looked beautiful, but there's no social media. So I'm like, is this a real person? Right? Like social media kind of humanizes the business, right? And then, but I've also been on social media before and I'm like, there's no website. And I'm like, okay, well, is this a hobby that maybe they do? Or like, are they a legit business? You know? So it's not one or the other. They work together. Like they complement each other. If someone lands on my website, and they're like, cool, Piper is the girl for branding, web design. But when they go to my social media, there's going to be backup proof from friends that have commented, clients that I've worked with. There's going to be, you're going to see me and my family. Like I'm a real person, you know, and vice versa. Like if they land on my social media and they go to my website, they're going to be like, okay, this girl's got her business together and there's, you know, she knows what she's doing, right? Like there's a little bit of that element of perception. Branding is all perception. You know, what do you want to be perceived as?
I hope you'll appreciate this as a makeup artist. It is a makeup artist said this to me once about my eyebrows when I was frustrated with I lived through the 90s. So we're working on that. She said they are sisters. They're not twins.
Yes.
That you need both, but they're not exactly the same. They both serve different purposes. That's right. Definitely not like sisters, but that's my little analogy that popped into my head.
They are sisters, not twins.
Somebody wants to work with you and they're on to do a website. They're on a budget. The best place to start is that course because it has templates. And then the templates are really kind of fill in the blank. I can tell I'm a Wix girl just because I've had it for so long, but I've played with Squarespace before. I think Squarespace, if I was going to start now, I would definitely go to Squarespace. It seems pretty user friendly and to have a template, then geez, do you tell people to start? Do they need a professional photographer and a branding shoot to really put the finishing touch on a good website?
Ooh, that's a good question. So I am a big proponent of good photos. Like photos will make or break a website. Now that doesn't mean you can't launch your website with some of the photos that you have. There's great ways of sourcing stock imagery that you can maybe fill in to kind of help, you know, give off the vibe or the design aesthetic that you're looking to do. I definitely am like sourcing good photos if you don't have branded photos, and then filling in, like, obviously on like a portfolio page, show off your phone photos, you know, but like for the overall like homepage, I'm huge on having nice photography. I think that is just such a, it makes a good website really great, you know? So if you take, that's another worthy investment, I feel like, in your business is branded photography. I mean, it'll serve you not just on your website, but in social media content, in marketing content, like there's just so much you could do with good photos.
I need to do, I have not done a branding shoot and I really need to, one of my best friends is a photographer. I'm like, it's time. I have to, my website is one way. It would literally be next level just for the, like, I can't use templates because I don't have all those good pictures, but okay. So that is, I'm telling you guys right now, I helped a client who was wonderful, who I learned I have no business helping make websites with, but we figured out right away, she had to go get a photo shoot, and it, her, I want to send you, cause I'd love to see what you say.
Yes.
It, everything, you know what I did? I did it in Canva. And I want to ask you one more quick website question before we talk about the summit.
Yeah.
I've said, I'm going to ask you this so many times. So I did it. I made all the images in Canva and it was like, click here for extensions, like with her pretty pictures. And then, but isn't that basically not great, because doesn't that affect her SEO?
Like, yeah. So yeah, the, okay. Yeah. So you're,
that's a deep question. I know
SEO is like a next level. That's usually what I finish my websites on, because I'm like, I don't want anyone to get overwhelmed with that, but it's not, it's totally normal. So yes, anything that has like text on an image isn't necessarily searchable, which is why usually when you upload an image, it'll ask for like alt text, which is like, then you might name it like whatever it says or something so that it's searchable. I mean, you could have both and then even text underneath it too. Just depends on the design. But a lot of the website builders now have specific areas to put like your SEO, like your description and your header and, all of that stuff.
And so these are things, if you're listening to this going, what are you talking about? That was my personal question. I've just wanted to ask her for a time, but this is the kind of stuff she will teach you. And if it sounds hard, I promise you it's not. And doing those things are going to make you come up potentially first on Google. If somebody types in Your Town USA extensions, Your Town USA bridal, then you pop up. That's a whole nother advantage that honestly, sometimes paid ads can't even compete with if you're just the first one that comes up like organically. Yeah. And you can explain that and show people it's not scary. It's easy to do.
Oh no. Yeah, no. I always say, let's, you know, we define, let's design, and then we will refine stuff, you know? And so, that's all. I want it to be easy because it shouldn't be complicated, especially with the tools we have at our fingertips. And whether you're Wix or Squarespace, I also like to say this because I feel like it's like in hairdresser terms, you know, those are my people too. But I'm like, the same way there's like a million different color lines, right? And one person
gets
the same result with this other color line because they just know how that works. That's how I've worked in Squarespace forever. I love it. It's easy for me. Some people get started over here and that's what they know. But I'm just always like, no one's necessarily better than, you can achieve the same results, if that makes sense. But I know for me, I love, there might be a few other capabilities where I'm like, oh, I just like this one better for myself, you know? So
WordPress scares me, intimidates me. I want no part of it whatsoever. But yeah, Squarespace, I definitely, from what I've seen, and as somebody who I've played with Wix for, so, like I said, I had Wix before Squarespace existed. I would tell anybody that asks, I would start with Squarespace, especially your classes for Squarespace, and a lot of the other education and templates you can find are geared towards Squarespace. Yeah. I don't like GoDaddy. That's where I have my domain names. I don't like their website builder. And that's
I do all my domains through GoDaddy. And if you're looking to buy your first domain or whatever, I always love GoDaddy. And just having, I like to have my domains separate from my actual website builder, because if things need a change, you're not attached to a certain website builder. Your domain is separate from that, you know.
That's why I won't put my podcast in Kajabi. It's just so stupid. Okay. Tell me what's coming up. A really sweet summit. Guys, I really want you guys to hear about this. It's so cool and I'm a part of it. I'm so excited, but tell us what's going on.
Yes. Well, I'm so excited to have you as a speaker. I feel like we connected last year too during summit launch. So this is so cool to like have you come in and speak this year. But a really sweet summit is a 3-day virtual summit. It's for hairstylists, salon suite dreamers, salon suite owners, people that are really looking to either build or just grow their salon suite business. The reason I really wanted to, I guess, create a space for suite owners is one, a lot of my one-on-one clients, they're either developing suites, they're building suites. And so I've been able to walk through and see where they're like, oh, how do I do this? Or I need help with this. But I never really knew where to send them. You know, like if someone told me they needed help with, you know, they want to level up their color technique, I would know where I would send them, right? There's a lot of good options, but I couldn't think off the top of my head of like, oh, this person talks about sweets, or, you know, they might be out there. Maybe I just wasn't within that circle. Right. No, but it just kept coming up. And then even after hosting several different retreats, I noticed that a lot of times people would leave and that was their next thing. They wanted to start a suite. And I kept getting all these questions, or I try and send them to a different resource or be like, oh, you should talk to so-and-so. I'm a connector. I love connecting people. Like I'll meet someone and then I'll be like, you need to know this person, or you should go watch this person. And that's where it really came like last year. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do a virtual summit and I want it to be for salon suite owners. So this is our second summit. And I'm just so excited. We have an incredible lineup of speakers this second year. And
is it mostly this isn't technical stuff, right? This isn't like technique. This is business.
Yeah, more business. So like the first day is called a really sweet vision. So it's all about the vision for your salon suite. We've got people talking about trademarks to LLCs to tax stuff to salon suite design, you know, like the decor, the inside of it. What do you, you know, how do you even approach that?
I've never seen anybody talk about that, like a specific structured thing. So that's amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited. Our speaker for that is Allie, and she was in my group, Style My Biz group coaching program. And she just has such a great eye for aesthetic and even breaking down like, hey, this is how you build out and design, you know, like the design aspect, which I thought was really fun to put in there. Even just like that first day talking about stepping into the mindset of like, hey, I'm opening my own suite here and this is my own space. I am a salon suite owner, you know, really putting on that ownership hat, if that makes sense. If you're stepping into that and that's new. Day two is all about a really sweet marketing plan. So we're talking marketing, all of those days, branding, web design, automations within your business. And then day three is this year, it's called a really sweet niche. And we're talking just even about different niches within our industry. So whether you want to add a luxury service of like extensions to your salon suite business, I know you're going to be talking about what about from beyond the chair, right? Like if those of us that I know, there's a lot of suite owners that like, they want to jump into education too, you know? And how do they even approach that or do that? So, it's going to be like three really incredible days. And then the other thing that I just love about it is our Facebook group last year was just, it was popping off. Like everyone,
is it lit?
It was lit. Let's say lit. Let's keep saying that. It was so good.
I gotta tell you, I looked at the lineup and I know by the time that people are listening to this, we're recording this ahead of time. Everything's going to be on there. But when I looked at it, it wasn't completely finished. And I said to myself, this is $10,000 worth of education. by the time you take all these classes, yeah. by the time that you would save going to access all this information, this yeah. is literally $10,000 worth of education. And if I'm attending the summit live, how much does it cost?
So live, it's free. So it's free to register. It's free. So
what if I can't come live though?
Yeah. So if you can't come live, there is an option to buy like an all access pass, but that's for the first 72 hours, it's $47. And then the duration of the summit, it's $97. But again, under $100, it's all curated information. Like you don't have to go to Google. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like
free to watch it live.
Yes.
For the first, while the summit's going on, you can buy it for $47 to the all access.
All access pass for $47 for the first 72 hours of tickets opening on May.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. And then the all access is replay access, right? So I can go sign in and watch it. How long does that last for?
It's lifetime access. Yeah.
$10,000 worth of education, lifetime access. This is something, watch it live, guys, but just buy the pass, like to help, like honestly buy the pass to support this woman that's created this amazing resource that's brought all of these educators together. I can tell you, I am a brat, and anybody that knows me knows I'm a brat about literally everything. I was making this and I kept telling my husband, like in between, like I did my process. I'm like, this is fun. This is so exactly aligns with everything I want to do with my business. Like every single thing from your assistant, her first email to me sending in the final thing was like good energy, good vibes. Like I just, and creating something like that and where I'm having that experience is not easy to do because it's me, but also for everyone. Creating an organized, streamlined experience for educators to all submit something and then put this on is a tremendous amount of work, and you made it look stupid easy.
Wow, you're so sweet. You're gonna make me cry. Thank you. It is blood, sweat, and tears. Like for me as the host, like honestly, like I said, I'm the connector. So I feel like I get to, when Summit opens, I just get to shout how incredible all of my new speaker friends are, friends already. And there's even speakers that like we connected. I'm like, you have such an incredible like gift. Like, I want you to share this with people. Like, and that's something as a host, like I actually feel like is the most fun thing when putting together an event is inviting people to come share their story and to come share what they genuinely love. And like, that to me is, I know the people that attend this, like you're going to be blown away by the educators, the amount of information, they are beyond generous with what they're sharing. And it's just so cool to have it all curated in one area for people that want to open their suite, or they're dreaming about opening a suite, or you're already in a suite and you're like, hey, I just want to continue to be that much better in my business. You know, like
to have access to all this stuff. And for that, either free or for this price for the all access pass, I can tell you, especially when you're like, I need all sorts of education. Sometimes you don't even know what questions to ask to know exactly what classes are the best. This is literally like the food and wine fest at Epcot. You can just go around and like taste everything. But on top of that, it's like massive value. Give me really quick some of the other speakers.
Oh, okay. Yes. We have, oh my gosh, we have Hunter Donia speaking.
I need to have him on. He reached out to me. I want to have him on my podcast. We should do it before this launches. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, no, he's awesome. Oh my gosh. Why am I spacing on her last name? Crystal has, the Beauty Collective. She is going to be teaching about creating an inclusive salon suite business, being able to service all customers, which I'm so excited about. We have another speaker, Rihanna. She is going to be speaking trademarks. Yes. Did you chat with her? She's incredible. Like, I can't wait for her to share, especially because it's so tailored to our space.
You know, she was a hairdresser. Like, she started as a hairdresser.
Yes, that's what I love. Like, I literally, when I discovered her account and I was following her and just like consuming her content, and it was just so helpful and educational. I'm like, people need to know this stuff. You know what I'm saying? So I'm so excited to have her. I'm like, oh my gosh, Jamie Dana, one of my dear friends, business partner with a retreat that we used to put on together, but she'll be speaking on Instagram. Jody, you're going to be speaking.
You and Jody are doing something together, right?
Me and Jody. Yes. We're doing a duo class together. I'm so excited because
I can't
be fun.
Wait to see that.
Yeah.
For those of you that have listened to my podcast ever, you've probably heard Jody more than once. Jody's branding. She's also like your sister, not twin, when it comes to branding. She has amazing classes. Heather, I saw Heather.
Yes, Heather Van Hus. I know I'm going off there. I'm pretty sure there's like 16 to 17 speakers. I'm like going off of my head. I'm like, Heather Van Hus is going to be
money, right? Is she money, like business? Like, what does she teach?
Heather, she's incredible. She actually teaches how to go independent, and she's going to be teaching all about understanding the cost in your business.
Okay. So, I knew it was something.
Yeah, no, it's going to be so, so good. I'm like going through, I'm like about to pull up my, my list here of everyone, because I'm like, there's just so many incredible speakers. Yes. Chantel Chanel is going to be. Yeah. I love her. She's kicking off our summit. Damari Gold. She's actually my, she's my accountant. She's incredible with like getting all of the yucky money stuff. I say yucky because it's not my favorite thing.
It's not.
And I feel like other stylists would probably agree, but we want to make that easy. And when you're going in a suite, it's like, whoop, okay, we got to know those things, you know? So
I went into my suite knowing none of these things. Everything I teach comes from a horrific mistake that I've made. So to have access to this, I'm telling you guys, it's a no-brainer.
It's going to be awesome. No, Laura Elizabeth is speaking.
What's she teaching?
Laura is teaching about niching down.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. So Megan Diaz, Cara Richard, she's going to be teaching. Her Instagram is Santa Barbara Balayage. She's going to be talking about like developing your signature style, like, or just like really owning what it is that you do behind the chair and stuff. So there's going to be really, I mean, like it's such a jam packed lineup here. So,
and the other thing I'll say, I know you have to go to another call. There is so much noise out there online about business advice, and noise, meaning it's not all for you. And to hear all of this information from people that are in our industry, that are having success, that are telling you, this is what I did and this actually worked for me, I've done this before, it's just such an incredible resource. And it's so honored to be a part of it. And
I'm so glad to have you.
Where do you, if people are obviously listening to this, like pulling over on the side of the road so they can buy tickets, where do they go?
when tickets open, it's going to be a really sweet summit.com. And I just want to say, if you hear about the summit from a speaker, go support that speaker, and sign up, you know, let us know that they sent you, join the Facebook group, get involved. Like it's such a fun time to be in the summit. Like there's, the energy is really awesome. And people are just like, it's really cool to hear people are like, hey, I'm just now stepping into opening my suite, or this was the push that I needed, or I've been looking to get answers to this. And being able to have a community of people that are actually opening suites, you know, and going through that process, it's just so cool to have that support. So
because they get access to a Facebook group.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that's if you buy the all access.
No, that's for everyone that's joining in. Yeah. Everyone. Yeah. It's a pop-up group. So it closes after summit, but I'm just telling you, the connections that are made, like it's so cool to see the friendships develop and like just see people even like share months later. I finally opened my suite, you know, like it's really cool.
I love it. And as I've never hid the fact that I like to work from home in my pajamas when I feel like it. So the fact that you can cultivate this kind of connection and you're really, it's also amazing that I love anything where I don't have to do something in person and can still like get to know.
Yes. I still love me some virtual learning. Let's put it that way.
Piper DeYoung, thank you so much. It was absolutely an honor to have you on. And anything you guys heard her mention, if you're interested, we'll be in the show notes and you'll come back, right? I feel like I'm going to have you back so many times.
Can I come back? Please take me back.
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye. Bye.